WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. A judge in New York has denied bond for Sean Diddy Combs. He was acquitted of the most serious charges against him, but was convicted of prostitution-related offenses. Loyola Law Professor Lori Levinson.
The court focused on the fact that he has a propensity for violence, and that was shown during the trial and by other evidence as well, including letters by the victims to the court saying, please do not let him out on bond pending his sentencing.
Prosecutors also argued he remains a flight risk. The judge will decide his punishment and suggested October 3rd as a sentencing date. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
The judge really has discretion. There's no mandatory minimum here. The judge will make a determination as to what is in the interest of justice. Let's remember, federal judges have a lot of discretion about what to do here.
Combs has been in detention since September. His lawyers are requesting an earlier sentencing date. CBS News Special Report, I'm Cammie McCormick.
For WXCO News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Universities of Wisconsin System responds to the budget agreement between Governor Tony Evers and Republicans in the legislature. Joanne Krulatz has details.
UW System President Jay Rothman says the roughly $240 million increase in the system budget marks the largest overall increase in over two decades. Rothman says with the new investments, UW schools can do more to provide the educational opportunities students deserve and parents expect. The deal between the governor and Republicans does impose a faculty minimum workload requirement.
One of the busiest holiday travel seasons of the year is already underway, according to AAA of Wisconsin. Lisa Hale has more.
AAA of Wisconsin says they expect nearly 1.5 million residents to hit the roads this week, with another nearly 60,000 hopping on a flight and over 100,000 scooting across the country in trains and buses. The nearly 1.5 million drivers would be a 2.5% increase over last year's July 4th travel season.
And while many are excited for the 4th of July holiday, for our military veterans living with post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD, exploding fireworks can trigger distressing memories. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs recommends tips to help veterans and their friends and families manage PTSD during fireworks. For veterans, find out in advance if a celebration will include them and when. Remind yourself you are safe and consider using earplugs or other sensory aids. For family and friends, ask how you can help. Offer words of support such as, I am here with you now, and help the veteran remember where they currently are and that it is safe. I'm Melissa Kay for WXCO News.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Brewers and the Mets at Citibank Field in Queens, New York. Game two of a doubleheader after being rained out last night. The Brewers winning game one today, 7-2. Freddy Peralta and the bullpen holding New York to just two hits. DJ Hall stayed in to close. Home runs today from Isaac Collins. Joey Ortiz had his first career grand slam and another solo home run shot for right fielder Sal Frelick. Now the Brewers have won 9 of the last 11. I asked Sal, does it feel like they've got things rolling like they did last year when they won the division?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think we kind of came together almost about a month and a half ago now. And, you know, I think we kind of identified we maybe weren't playing our culture, our brand of baseball. And we fixed that pretty quickly. And, you know, good things started to happen. So as long as we can control that, I think we'll be in a good spot.
The Mets, with one of the highest payrolls in baseball, are in a slump. They've only won 3 of their last 17 games. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 60s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, hot and humid. Highs into the mid-80s. Rain chances return for the 4th of July and the upcoming weekend. High temperatures stay in the 80s through the holiday weekend. Currently at 72 degrees.
In sitcoms, when someone has a problem, they just blurt it out and move on.
Well, I lost my job and my parakeet is missing. How was your day?
But the real world is different. Managing life's challenges can be overwhelming. So, what do? We get support. The Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council have mental health resources available for you at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. See how much further you can go when you take care of your mental health.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Indy Duttagupta, he is with the Center for Law and Social Policy.
The Trump administration's agenda is reducing economic growth. The programs that they're proposing cutting, like Medicaid and SNAP, especially for kids, actually more than pay for themselves. So we are really looking at a tough long-term economic outlook entirely created by the current policymakers.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Dan Schaefer, political editor at Civic Media and founder of the Recombobulation Area, will be here to update us live on the latest of the state budget and another holiday edition of What's Worse. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, Wausau's home for the Todd Alba Show.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who likes to talk trash, but only when he's at the dump, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. We are finally on the air, ready to talk about all the things that will help us ease into a holiday weekend and make your transition that much easier. Assuming you have the day off tomorrow. We do. If you don't, is tomorrow, people don't automatically get the third off, do they?
No, I don't believe so.
I had to beg for it off, but I'm not above begging. Either way, great to have you with us here on this, our last live show until next Tuesday night. I'll be back next Tuesday night. Conrad will be back next Wednesday night. He needed an extra day off to decompress from his leisurely weekend. You got big plans?
Yeah. I'm going to see some friends in Beaver Dam.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But we're also going to, we are also going to Madison, actually.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to stay at, funny enough, the Concourse.
The world-famous Concourse, a fine establishment.
And just tear down the night, you know, on State Street.
Where are you going to go? Where on State Street do you like to go? Have you been there recently?
This is my first time I've been able to drink, actually, and go on State Street. So,
God, you could do that. That would be like a legendary bar crawl if you just left the Concourse and walked to State Street, made a quick right, started with Paul's. Nick's, like you could go all the way down to the Union.
Yeah, and we're also doing this pedal boat thing where like it's like kind of like a bar on a boat.
Oh yeah,
and then you're sitting down at the bar seat and you pedal
on the water. Yeah. Like we see those here on the street in Green Bay, and they have them on State Street too.
Well, it's actually in the water, so it's gonna be fun to do that, I think.
Yeah,
and it's bring your own booze. So I'm bringing a cooler backpack,
okay,
and having some
brujas,
some stuff to nurse.
Nothing could go wrong when you mix alcohol with the water.
They stop in the middle, I believe, of Lake Minota.
Oh, really?
And then they're like, yeah, you can jump in if you want.
You can snorkel.
Okay. I don't know if you see much, but
maybe not. Well, that sounds like fun. I'm going to chill out. I've got a lot of family coming to town. We're going to hang out. It's going to be fun. We're going to set up a little, my sister's going to set up her outside ping pong table.
Oh.
And we set up like tomorrow since family's coming to town. I said, just come over after one. We'll have brats because we got to do one brat day a summer.
So we
figured it would be tomorrow. And we'll just keep brats going all day. You know, potato chips, potato salad, all that kind of stuff.
You know, potato
chips
salad.
And guacamole. Can, yeah. Listen, I'm not a fan of it either, but. Whoever's making it, you can't say, please don't make potato salad. You just make it and you put it out there and you see what happens.
And then you just snarl at it every time you walk past it.
I give it a dirty look. You know what? Not as much as I do deviled eggs.
I love deviled eggs.
I know you do. We are, you know, I think we get along pretty well, but that's a sticking point between us, the deviled eggs. I can't do it.
I think they taste amazing. I like every single type of egg, so.
You like Eggs Benedict?
Oh, my God, I do.
The hollandaise sauce?
Oh, I love it.
Okay. Well, that's a topic for another show, I guess. But
you don't like Eggs Benedict? Come on.
It's okay. I like most eggs. I need my eggs cooked well. I don't like runny eggs. I don't like.
Oh, see, that's where we're different. And you, I like them runny.
Scrambled?
No, I usually don't make scrambled eggs. I usually
You're
have
talking
over
about
easy.
Like the yolk.
I usually have over easy. Okay. So that I can have the yolk go on bread.
People dunk toast in the yolk.
Exactly.
It's so subversive.
You know what? So you know why I do that? So I don't have to put butter on my toast.
Why? What's the matter with that?
It's just not
a health thing.
Yeah, just not.
But
eating.
The yolk is not the good part of the egg, correct? Like the healthy part.
It's not terrible for you. It raises cholesterol, I think.
Probably. I mean, if you eat enough of it, but I don't know. That's a good.
I will have plain toast, nothing on it, and just dip
in the yolk.
Have the egg over easy egg on top of it.
I'm just saying, if I have to vomit, do you feel comfortable covering for a couple minutes? We got off on egg talk. You know, eggs should be part of the question at some point on our question of the night, because there's so much fun we could have with eggs. That came out wrong. So fun show tonight, folks. Glad you're here. As we, this is the eve of the Fourth of July. It's a holiday. Holiday is in the air everywhere. Everywhere I go. Around our neighborhood. It's so funny. Like, I'm taking the day before the 4th off, but I still see other people rolling into town, and it's like they've already started, and I'm like, oh, man, that sucks. But it's like, how many days can you take off, really, leading up to the holiday?
Hey, you can take 2 weeks off. How about that?
Take whatever I want, damn it. But it's going to be, I hope everybody has great plans, and we'll party safely this weekend. We'll be talking tonight about a lot of fun things that you can do over the next week or two, but it's specifically on the 4th of July, there's a very big movie opening today. It's the latest chapter in the Jurassic World franchise, Jurassic Park Rebirth, or Jurassic World Rebirth, is it?
It's one. You know, that's a good question.
I literally just laid down the Hollywood beat for that, and I can't remember what it was. It's Jurassic Park. You're not going to pay for the wrong movie when you go in. You're not going to end up like in the Spinal Tap re-release. If you just say Jurassic, they'll know what you mean. But that opens today. Matt Miller will be here at 6:35 tonight. Our pal, the Milwaukee film critic who does such a great job, will be here, and we'll talk about that big opening. He's seen Formula One. He's seen 28 Years Later. Matt is always fun to talk to. He will be here at 6:35. And then in hour number two, this will be fun too. My pal Wendy Schneider will be here. She is a record producer. I love saying that term. I know we don't really have records anymore. Oh, we kind of do. They're still vinyl. But Wendy is a great record producer and a great filmmaker, too. She's made a film about 10 years ago called The Smart Studio Story, which tells the story of Butch Vig and Steve Marker and how they started Smart Studios right out of Little Madison, Wisconsin, in a what's been called by Butch Vig what looks like a crack house at the corner of Baldwin and East Washington. Wendy will be here. She worked for Butch and Steve, and she made a film about all their great records that they produced at that little studio on East Wash. They produced, as I'm told, the Nevermind album for Nirvana, Smashing Pumpkins records. Butch and Steve are in the band Garbage. So they produced records there as well. They don't anymore. I think it changed hands about 10 years ago, or maybe even a little more. Anyway, Wendy did a great documentary called The Smart Studio Story. It won a host of awards about 10 years ago. The Atwood Music Hall in Madison is replaying the film July 9th, I believe, 1 week from tonight. So we'll talk to Wendy about the film, take her down memory lane a little bit, get you familiarized with a great movie, a great music documentary. Our pal Frank Anderson is all over that documentary. He's played with Butch and Steve quite a bit, and he's friends with Wendy too. So that'll be another fun interview. Two great guests tonight. And we've got a good question. What do you think? Should we get to the question, or is that just crazy?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. The question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What is your favorite patriotic movie or song? Pretty straightforward. I think we just posted movie on social media, but I widened it a little bit to song. And I know a lot of people pick songs that aren't typically patriotic, but they sound like they should be, like Born in the USA, Fortunate Son gets a bad rap. People think it's anti-America. It's not really. It's just like anti-filthy rich people that don't go to war. But there are a lot of great patriotic movies. There's Saving Private Ryan, Platoon, if you like the war angle. Born on the 4th of July with Tom Cruise is listed as a popular one. I'd have to think of that. Even Blowout. I saw the movie Blowout listed in a lot of lists because they have a firework display. That's a movie with John Travolta where he hears something. He's a sound man on a film, and he picks up a little bit of sound that leads to him being embroiled in this caper. But there are a lot of great, and you know what? You can do whatever you want, folks, with this question. Jaws can be a patriotic film because it came out 50 years ago, right before the 4th of July. What's the one I just talked about with Will Smith and Jeff Goldblum? Not Enemy. I always want to say Enemy of the State. Independence Day.
Yes.
That is considered a very patriotic movie. So I really don't know what I'm going to say here. I've been thinking about this kind of on and off all day, and I forgot to finalize something right before the show. But I will give... Here's what, you know what? Never mind. I'm going to say this, and I've gone to this movie before in the past. Sandlot is my favorite patriotic movie because there's a scene in the movie with the 4th of July where they play baseball under the fireworks, and Ray Charles is singing America the Beautiful. So there you go. Sandlot is my favorite patriotic movie. It's one of my favorite movies. And for song, I'm still going to say Born in the USA because I love Springsteen and because the song is not, it's not necessarily pro USA, but it is in a way because the song kind of says, let's not get into BS wars. And that's a big thing right now, still to this day, 40 years later. So I'll say Born in the USA for my song, but you can give one or the other. And again, there are no right or wrong answers, folks. You can let us know what you think at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, or you can text us on the app. Or if you're watching on the stream on X, Facebook, or YouTube, let us know there as well. You got one? You know, it's kind of a pro-USA song in a weird way.
I'll say this is my favorite song.
It's just a phenomenal tune.
And I would say Hacksaw Ridge.
Oh, wow. You know, I haven't seen that.
It's a fantastic movie.
Clint Eastwood, right?
Clint Eastwood, Vince Vaughn's in it.
Andrew Garfield, right?
Andrew Garfield, yeah. Yes. Andrew Garfield, yep. It's a great movie. Yeah. Fantastic.
I gotta see that.
I saw it, I don't even know, probably like six years ago. And I just keep rewatching it every year because it's so good.
That's probably about when it came out, maybe?
Something around there, yeah.
Okay. So there you go, folks. That's tonight's question. Let us know what you think, and we will read your text on the radio like we do every night. I had a pretty good day overall. You ever do this though? It was raining when I left Marinette, like bad, like the sky looked like black.
Yeah.
And I'm driving on Highway 41 and I drove out of the rain and I bet my wipers were on for 20 minutes. Completely dry windshield. I must have looked like a lunatic.
I've done that. And you just like forget about it.
Totally spacing out. Yeah. I'm just looking for deer or other drivers. This is like a pleasant distraction. The wipers going back and forth. It didn't even bother me. But I do that more often than I probably should. And a lot of traffic out there, even today. Heading south.
Yeah.
I don't know where people are going. From the UP maybe or Marinette area. But and also, according to LinkedIn, I'm on a roll.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what it says. I don't know what that means. That means they want me to up my subscription to premium, which I will not do. But I'm on a roll on LinkedIn, whatever that means. And I saw this, too. We can talk about this after the break. I sent this to you in chat. Did you see it was the GOAT from every sport?
Yes, I did see that.
So I thought that was interesting. Had Jordan on there, of course, Brady. But there's one I would maybe take issue with. I don't know, like girls tennis, they had Serena Williams on there. Someone said maybe Sharapova. I just don't know enough about tennis, girl or guy, to weigh in on that.
Would you take Babe Ruth out?
I thought about that. Because Babe Ruth, I don't think he played in the league when it was totally integrated. But I have a friend who says Babe Ruth should be the GOAT because he pitched too, and he was a good pitcher. Like, he did both. But I still think if you didn't play when the league was integrated, I don't know. I'm on the fence about
that. There's another one I disagree with. Muhammad Ali, it should be Jake Paul.
We're coming right back. This is Nightlight with Peach Baba on the Civic Media Radio Network. I had a brother.
Falls Radio, WXCO. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Tracy Ann Mangold, how would you describe what it is that Brian Schimming is caught in the crossfires of?
He's the first paid state chair that they've ever had. And so the belief was that maybe that'll increase his ability to fundraise for the state. Obviously, that has not worked out so well. I've been told that he thinks 4 phone calls a day to fundraise is a lot, which, you know, isn't.
104 might be a good start.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to like bring it back to people talking to each other.
Yeah.
About what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WXCO.FM/contest-terms. As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Oh, where can you go when your money gets low? In the basement.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabba. There is holiday cheer in the air. And I'm, of course, talking not about Christmas, but the 4th of July, right around the corner, our nation's Independence Day. Whatever you have planned, folks, have fun and party safely. We will be broadcasting on July 4th. What do we have on July 4th? We have the Best of Madison?
Yes. So
music.
It's going to be a lot of artists and some tunes that they do in studio.
Yeah, in Madison specifically. We've had some great guests there. And what else? What do you have tomorrow?
So tomorrow's just some great interviews and moments from 2025 so far.
A few laughs, yeah.
We're actually into the second half now of 2025.
Yeah, it's been a good first half. We'll try to keep the bar raised. And then next Monday, I will be out too. We have another
quiz,
our favorite quizzes we've given, and we've given some pretty good ones. People have so much fun with those. It's great when they come on.
One of my favorites was the movie quiz we did about the baseball movie quiz, and that was with Heather.
She did well, didn't she?
Yeah, she did. She didn't get my secret, the one that I had that was, I can't even remember who it was now.
Listen, she's a trooper. She took our friend's quiz and embarrassed herself. It was brutal. I'm kidding. But and she still came back and took another quiz. It was great. So we have, oh God, this is funny. I'm just reading these texts here. Before we get to the text, I do want to say, I think Ali was the greatest boxer.
Really?
I do.
It's not Jake Paul?
It's not Jake Paul. I think Jake Paul might be the best boxer in his family. but I'm on the fence. What do you guys think? Babe Ruth? I don't know. I think if the league isn't integrated, it's tough to put him as the best ever, but he did pitch too. I think that's his claim to fame. I love Hank Aaron. You could probably argue maybe Ricky Henderson. I don't know, but Brady's probably the GOAT. Jordan, although there's a lot of people underneath the Jordan, said Bron and Curry. They had Steph Curry over Jordan. It's a generational thing.
Yeah.
I disagree, but.
I mean, it's for our generation, it's tough because we didn't grow up watching.
Right.
You know, so the greatest players we've seen are the ones still playing, you know.
Correct.
So you automatically are like, oh, yeah, the ones that I've seen. But I still think it's Jordan.
I mean, Scottie Pippen posted something recently, and he said, hey, congrats. It was Oklahoma that won. He said, hey, congrats. He's sitting there with his six rings. He goes, congrats, Oklahoma, on a great Game 7 win. As a guy who's never been to a Game 7, I can imagine it must have been a lot of fun. No one ever took Jordan to a Game 7, and he played against the greats of his era. Gretzky, I think he's the great one, right? Tiger Woods, again, I'm not a golfer. Is he the greatest?
He's the greatest.
He's the GOAT. Okay. And then women's tennis, I looked up. There's someone I've never even heard of. Margaret Court?
Never heard of her.
Holds the record for most Grand Slam singles titles. She might be really old. Got Martina Navratilova. Well, you guys can weigh in on that, too. I'm getting a phone call.
Excuse me. Just take it on air.
I'm going to take this. It's spam. So, all right. We got to our question of the night is, what is your favorite or what is the most patriotic movie, your favorite patriotic movie or song? So let's get to the stream. Let's start with the stream first. Dave Akunish says, Legends of the Fall, sticking with Brad Pitt. Dave just said Legends of the Fall to a question last week. What was that? A Brad Pitt movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, favorite Brad Pitt movie. Okay. That's a nice old country movie for patriotism. And again, folks, there are no right or wrong answers. Dave also says, All Quiet on the Western Front. John Boy crushed it. He did. It was a great movie. Due for a rewatch. I haven't seen that in ages. Rose Bauman. Hey, Rose. She says, Hi, hun. I didn't know we were on hun terms, but I guess I'll have to have Rose back on the show now. How you doing, Rose? Great to hear from you. She says, Billie Jean King should have been in the women's tennis category. And I was going to suggest her, too, because she was so groundbreaking. I just don't know enough about women's tennis or hockey or soccer to really say who the GOAT is, though. But thank you for the suggestion, Rose. Great text. And going to the text line here, we've got Aaron Zomers. This is funny. Of course, he produces wonderfully the Todd Alba Show here on Civic Media. He says, I'm with Con on this one. Big egg guy here.
Yes.
It's just funny to talk about eggs because they also mean, you know, other stuff.
I mean, eggs are great.
I had on my list here, on my show list for last night, I still had balls under boob and butt written on the sheet. And I always used to love when I used to leave my stand-up notes around and my wife would see, she would see something like that and go, balls under boob and butt? What is the, I'm like, first of all, you're married to a comic. You should just assume that it has something to do with that. But it's funny when other people see the list. There we go. Catchy. Got to put deodorant everywhere. And that's not just our favorite body parts, folks, that somebody wrote a song about. It's deodorant. They're trying to encourage people to put deodorant on every square inch of their body.
When we played it the other night two times, it was stuck in my head the rest of the night. I just kept, at 9 o'clock, I just start singing, but... balls under boob and butt.
That's so crazy. I wish you were on a first date. Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids says, do you like green eggs and ham? Sure, if they're scrambled and not runny.
I don't think they're scrambled in the story.
Tyler going, little Dr. Seuss there. Tom from New Berlin says, Band of Brothers. Great choice, Tom. Excellent. A Playtone production. Outstanding. Todd or Billy from Billy says, for movie, I say Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. That was on a lot of lists today, too, when I was looking this stuff up. He says, for song, I say Rockin' in the Free World by Neil Young. That's what freedom is all about. That's great. Great text from the 414, Todd or Billy, if that is your real name. Names. Tom from New Berlin also says, Midway was so cool with CGI that it really shows the technology for the time, and it was a start in the Pacific campaign. Well said, Tom. Excellent. I love this one. 715 says, movie, Stripes, song, American Girl by Tom Petty. Stripes, how did I forget Stripes? Keep the text coming, folks. What's your most favorite patriotic movie or song? We're coming right back with Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller. It's Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Sing aloud because people.
This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
For WXCO News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is rounding out its term. This morning, it issued a highly anticipated ruling on abortion. Lisa Hale has the details.
In a narrow 4-3 decision, the court's liberal majority ruled that a 19th century law does not ban modern consensual abortion. The statute had resurfaced after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned federal abortion protections in Roe v. Wade in 2022. Attorney General Josh Call and abortion providers sued, arguing that newer abortion laws override the old one. Conservative justices dissented from the decision, accusing the majority of disregarding the law. Governor Tony Evers praised the ruling.
Governor Tony Evers and the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin released the fifth annual report of the Governor's Task Force on Broadband Access on Monday. According to the report, roughly 93,000 previously unserved locations and about 163,000 households and businesses were connected to high-speed internet service in the last year. The report also recommended allotting additional state funding for broadband expansion, as well as prioritizing both the deployment of fiber technology where possible and alternative options in more difficult-to-reach areas. As you're making your 4th of July holiday plans in Wausau, remember there's a small change to garbage pickup. Thursday's garbage collection remains the same, but Friday's pickup day is moved to Saturday. Just a reminder, this week is only garbage pickup, no recycling. Independence Day fireworks happen on Friday in Wausau. Gates open at 6 at the Wausau Airport. Fireworks will begin around 9:15. No carry-ins are allowed, but food and beverage vendors are on site. Visit wausauevents.org for more details. I'm Melissa Kay for WXCO.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Sure, Dana Carvey is a great impressionist, but still prefers to be tactful, especially when impersonating President Joe Biden like he did during the SNL 50th anniversary broadcast. The creator of The Church Lady said to his co-host on the Fly on the Wall podcast, David Spade, that he took that approach because the former president was mentally compromised. Spade countered, saying Biden is fair game because he's in the public eye, putting himself on the total opposite end of the spectrum. That's why they make a great podcast hosting team. If you're looking for something binge-worthy, here's one of Pete's picks. Check out Department Q on Netflix. Writer, director, executive producer Scott Frank has come a long way as a writer since his first credit, which was an episode of The Wonder Years. Frank has written such films as Get Shorty, Minority Report, and the show The Queen's Gambit. Department Q follows Carl, a detective who becomes obsessed with a cold case following his own near-death experience. It's just addicting enough, so check it out. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 60s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, hot and humid. Highs into the mid-80s. Rain chances return for the 4th of July and the upcoming weekend. High temperatures stay in the 80s through the holiday weekend. Currently, it's 72 degrees.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Why do we want to be proud to be an American? Why are we celebrating the United States?
Let's say that you're going to define America in political terms. I define it in terms of what the Founding Fathers did in 1776. An ideal that we are still trying to fully live up to. That all men, all people, I would say, are created equal. All Americans are represented by the stars and stripes. I love the 4th of July.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, Pat Kreitlow.
On Thursday, I put another candle on the old birthday cake, and I do mean old, plus Sherita Booker, Chad Holmes, Todd Alba, and Sean O'Malley.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwabe. Great to have you with me on this Wednesday. A short week here for us at Nightlight as we go to best of episodes tomorrow and Friday and Monday as well. Conrad is taking he's taking Tuesday off too. He hates Tuesdays, but I'll be back Tuesday with the Rock and Todd Michaels producing. That'll be fun. Tonight, we have Wendy Schneider coming on in the second hour, folks, to talk about a screening of her film, The Smart Studio Story. You have to see it if you haven't. And we will find out from Wendy where you can see it in terms of streaming. But she's going to be showing it, screening it at the beautiful new Atwood Music Hall in Madison next week. So we'll talk about this gem of a film she made and how you can find out more information. Our question of the night is, what is your favorite patriotic movie or song? And we'll get back to your texts after we talk to our pal, our good friend, Milwaukee film critic, who joins us now on the stream, Mr. Matt Miller. Hey, buddy.
Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, always fun. Do you have a favorite patriotic movie, Matt?
I really like Yankee Doodle Dandy. Yeah. I'm going old school. I love that one quite a bit. If we're talking modern movies, big fan of Top Gun Maverick. You know, that movie, as far as propaganda goes, it's very good propaganda.
It is. It's kind of spine tingling. A lot of people talked about Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, Yankee Doodle Dandy. They were popping up all in these lists today. I have not seen Yankee Doodle Dandy. And if I did, I was very young. But
it's quite good. It's very, very jingoistic. But, you know, you have a lead performance that good, you know, you're going to have a great time.
Absolutely. I was going to give a shout out to, and I guess I can do that with you here, Matt, too, because I don't know if you've been following Action Wisconsin's efforts, but I heard from my friend Nathan Deming today, who said that he was on the show a couple nights ago with Jeffrey Kurz, a fellow Milwaukeean, and apparently there was some good news today. I can't find the text from Nathan, but he said that something passed or something today, or they got it added. I know it's added or it's going to be up for debate, but I'm trying to find the...
Yeah, I know the tax credits are what you're talking about, the Wisconsin film and TV tax credits, which, you know, we'll see if this go around goes better than the last time. You know, I think, you know, it would help. It would definitely be a boon to local filmmakers and to our film industries and to the industries in the area.
Sure.
We have incredible places to film. There's no reason why people shouldn't want to film here. So it's just a great way to bring business to Wisconsin and also to give us opportunities to point at the screen and go, hey, that place is great.
Absolutely. It's a great it's obvious. It's an obvious choice pairing it with tourism because it's a great message and a great way to get our state out there. The press release said Action Wisconsin has an official press release about the film incentives getting voted on today. If this is worth commenting on at all, he said, would you give us a shout out? I said, sure. But I didn't hear anything about that. So I don't know. But I know it was looking good to pass, so I think Wisconsin's in good shape for that, at least.
Yeah, thus far, pretty good, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
As we've seen in the news today, this past week, things getting passed left and right that we're all just super thrilled about. Just nothing but W's down the board.
So why not an Action Wisconsin tax incentive?
It'd be nice to pass something that I'd be happy about.
Yeah, exactly.
It'd be nice. Same, what would that be like?
Same here. All right, so Matt, let's jump in. I'm very excited that you've seen a lot of the same films I have. What should we start with in the theater? Let's start with something that opened a couple weeks ago. I know you saw this. I saw 28 Years Later as well.
Yeah.
I really liked it. I thought it was maybe my favorite of the three. My wife loved it, and we're not really horror people, but it was just something that grabbed. It's just great storytelling.
Yeah, it's a very odd movie, which honestly shouldn't be that surprising. It's Danny Boyle and Alex Garland. They don't tend to make traditional movies. Even 28 Days Later is now a part of horror lexicon, but people forget at the time, you know, the big third act of that movie that stops becoming a zombie movie was very confrontational for people. And so 28 Years Later is a really fascinating approach to this story where they're like, we're going to take some big swings. We're going to make this a coming of age story. We're going to like have this strange plot, like the story is going to be told almost in like two separate parts and boomerang back to this island. It's going to be shot entirely with iPhones, which means it's going to look absolutely vivid and gorgeous, but also still have this kind of digital fuzz to it. Right. So it feels like a sibling movie to 28 Days Later in that way. It's I think it's really great. It's only marinated better the more I've sat and thought about it. It's a very odd movie. I'm not surprised that it kind of had a tough second week fall off, because it's a horror movie. Horror movies always have a hard second weekend fall off. But also it is just, if you're expecting a traditional classic zombie movie, this is not that. It is much more of a coming of age story. And then you add the final 2 minutes to the movie, which are odd and very tonally at odds. And if you don't know that they're making two more movies, you're probably very thrown off with this kind of cliffhanger that the movie ends on. And if you're not British, you super don't know what's going on. But no, I think that's a pretty tremendous movie. And it's, like I said, it's one that's definitely stuck with me.
And I agree with you. I like how it's kind of evolved. It's not just about what I think is cool about this film is it's kind of dystopian or apocalyptic or whatever. At least that's how it started out. But now this rage virus has kind of morphed into something else. And there was a character that had the virus that had a baby in the film.
Yeah.
So it's like, wait a minute, they can reproduce. And then there's this alpha running around naked with a big prosthetic on. And it's like, that's the thing too. I don't know what is happening, but like
there's
seeing
so much male nudity in this movie. Yes. There's so much nudity period in 28 right. years later. I'm kind of amazed it got through the MPAA, and that's leaving out all the violence in the movie, which it is very much a traditional zombie movie. Like, it has got a lot of crazy zombie violence plus all of that nudity. It's wild that they got this one through, but it's been a success. And like you said, it's very unconventional how it goes at things, and that this is a movie about dealing with death while surrounded by death, you know?
Yeah.
Not many apocalyptic movies take a moment to think about like what death actually means to these people and how these things impact people. I think these guys, Boyle and Garland, are very good at world building. They're very good at smartly assembling a world and a society without kind of holding your hand through it. So you get this really fascinating 28 years later, and the evolution of these zombies and the evolution of a Britain that has been isolated and collapsed. Make your own Brexit references here.
right.
It's a fascinating movie. And I think Ralph Fiennes, weirdly, I think this is one of his best performances.
That was cool.
He just shows up playing this like very unusual character that could totally be a misstep for the movie if played wrong.
Right.
And instead he feels like he was waiting forever to play this character. Feels so lived in. I really hope people still check it out. Especially because, like I said, we have a sequel coming next year, and hopefully we have another one directed by Boyle and with Garland writing. I know they're talking about getting the funding together for that. And this has been enough of a hit that I think they'll make it happen. But I would love to see them wrap up this new trilogy that they're making.
It's so crazy because this is the third installment. This is the end of a trilogy and the beginning of a new one. And I agree, like Ralph Fiennes, like he's like this post-apocalyptic doctor who knows how to control these zombies. And he's got like this great bedside manner, like even though he's been living on this island by himself, or the mainland, I guess, technically. But just a real fun watch. I loved it.
Yeah, it's both. It is simultaneously what you would want from a zombie movie and something completely different. And something, I mean, I didn't cry in the movie, but I know people who really got emotional near the end of this movie. And that's very fair. I'm very excited to see where they keep taking this story of this collapsed society. It's kind of a new Mad Max in a way.
Yeah.
Excited by that. They're taking that approach to this instead of, you know, when we heard they were making another 28 Days Later movie, it's like, okay, is this just a cash-in? You know, are these guys just, is Danny Boyle just desperate to make another movie again, that he's going to go back to the well and make another zombie movie? And this is by no means just another zombie movie.
It's funny you say that. Like when you said people cried, I guess I had a moment. I didn't cry, but I was like, when the kid decides to go to the mainland himself, the film opens with his dad taking him there to do his first kill of a zombie. They make it back barely. That's a great scene, too.
Yeah.
And then the kid decides to take his mother back to the mainland to get her medical help.
Sick mother, yeah.
Yeah.
It's time for Wausau Post 10 American Legion Softball on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Wausau Post 10 American Legion Softball is brought to you by American Family Insurance, Jamie Schley Agency, Featherstone Cabinetry, Price Less Building Center, Edward Jones Investments, Peter Gunn Agent. It's time for American Legion Softball with Wausau Post 10 on 98.9 WXCO.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to Post 10 American Legion Softball on 98.9 WXCO. We are just underway again. Sometimes it's hard to get these lineups, to get them all put into the book and ready to go in the short time between the junior and senior Legion games. But the leadoff hitter, Mallory Smogileski, a ground ball to shortstop, not able to handle it, was Danica Stouse, and reaching first safely is Smogileski to lead off the game. It is Wausau and Marathon from Veterans Park in Marathon. I'm Chad Holmes. We will give you the lineups here in just a moment as we get going. But again, just underway here for the senior Legion game. Wausau won the junior Legion game that wrapped up just a few minutes ago. It was a slugfest, 13-9. And now stepping in for Wausau, taking the first pitch for a strike, is second place hitter Baylen Holstrom. So Baylen Holstrom playing second base tonight for Wausau. In the circle for Marathon, Allison Pajaski. And, of course, we saw her during the course of the high school season for Marathon. Here's the pitch. There's a bunt attempt, and it will be a fair foul ball. A foul ball was picked up by Emma Krautkramer, the catcher for Marathon. Heading towards first was Holstrom, but it was a foul ball. While we have a moment, let's give you the Marathon defense. In the outfield, Morgan Sorge is in left field. Reagan Martin in center. Odessa Arneson in right. Infield of Chase Westfall at third, Danica Stouse at short, Kayla Freund at second, Sophia Kahn at first, Emma Krautkramer the catcher, and Allison Pajaski the pitcher. There's a fastball from Pajaski, misses for a ball. Ball and two strikes on Baylen Holstrom. We'll give you the Wausau batting order here in just a moment as well. Here's the rock and the pitch. There's a line drive into left field for a base hit. Well hit ball by Baylen Holstrom. Wausau has runners on first and second with nobody out. Up next for Wausau will be the shortstop and number three hitter, Taylor Defner. So Taylor Defner, right-handed batter, an early opportunity to give Wausau the lead. Partly cloudy skies. We've been dodging a few raindrops during the junior Legion game, but right now it is dry. There's a ground ball towards second base, and not able to get there was Freund, trying to backhand it. It's a single to right center, rounding third, coming in to score is Smogileski, and a throw to second, and sliding in safely is Defner, and Wausau takes a 1-0 lead. Hard hit ground ball, going to her right was the second baseman, Kayla Freund, but could not quite get there, so it's an RBI base knock for Defner, and Wausau off to the early lead, 1-0. That will be a single, going to second on the throw will be Taylor Defner. But now runners on second and third. Nobody out for the catcher, Carly Clues. Here's Pajaski's pitch. That'll be fouled back to the screen for strike one. Carly Clues had herself a game last night in Wausau's 12-2 win over Wittenberg-Burnhamwood. She was 3-for-3, had a pair of doubles, a single, two runs scored, and drove in four. So she'll try to keep the hot hitting going. No 0-1 pitch. That's on the outside corner at the knees for a called strike two. So again, just underway here from Marathon. Wausau 1, Marathon nothing. Right-handed hitter, right-handed thrower. Allison Pajaski rocks, deals. There's a pop first base side just to my right and out of play. Staying alive is Clues at nothing and two. Let's try to quickly go through this lineup for Wausau. Mallory Smogileski, center fielder, hits first. Baylen Holstrom, the second baseman, hits second. Taylor Defner, the shortstop, hits third. We'll give you the rest of the order as we continue. Here's the pitch, just off the outside corner for a ball. One ball and two strikes. Carly Clues in the batter's box right now hitting fourth. Madison Krause hitting fifth. Adriana Bodner, the pitcher, hitting sixth. Here's the pitch. There's a foul ball. We'll do it again at 1-2. Madison Krause, the five hitter, is at third base. Then Kenna Gale hitting seventh in right field. Molly Mushinsky, the left fielder, hitting eighth. Brooklyn Freiberg at first base hitting ninth. Nora Hintz, the extra batter, hitting 10th. One ball, two strikes. Pajaski with the pitch. There's a little roller back to the pitcher, scooped up by Pajaski. Underhands the first in time, but coming in to score on the play is Balen Holstrom. And Wassa takes a 2-0 lead. Advancing to third on that 1-3 ground ball is Taylor Defner. So a ground ball, but an RBI for Clues. Runner on third, one out for the third baseman, Madison Krause. Right-handed batter, she'll settle in. Marathon red jerseys, black pants, white numerals, Wassa blue jerseys, red trim, white pants. Pitch is up and out of the strike zone for ball one. Well, right now, very pleasant here. As long as the rain stays away, it should be pleasant. But we've had some pop-up showers all over central Wisconsin during the course of the late afternoon. There is a swing and a fall back into the screen. Evens things up at 1-1. But glad you could join us here for Legion Softball on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Ball and a strike. Pajaski to the plate. Check swing. Holding up on that rising fastball is Madison Krause. And the count goes to 2-1. Walking to the back of the pitcher's circle is Pajaski. Looks in for the target. 2-1. Fouled straight back. Good cut that time by Krause right on it, but fouls it straight back to the screen. And the count evens up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wassa very impressive last night against Wittenberg-Bernawood. Scored in every inning. 10-run ruled Whitburn, 12-2 in 5 innings. And the pitch. There's a pop-up behind home plate, coming over and right in front of the fence, but not able to make the grab, was Emma Krautkramer. Not a lot of room in foul territory behind home plate here at Marathon. We often talk about that in cases of pitches to the backstop where a runner on third often cannot score because there's just not enough room. The catcher can get to it so quickly. In that case, it was a problem for the catcher because there just was not a lot of room, and the fence ended up taking it away from Krautkramer. 2-2. Just off the corner. And the count runs full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Runner on third. One out. Top of the first inning. 2 runs in for Wausau. Payoff pitch. Fastball. Getting the top of the strike zone is Pajaski. Not agreeing as Krause. She had actually tossed her bat aside and was heading towards first base. But getting the high strike is Pajaski, and that's strike three looking. So 2 outs, runner on third for the Wassa pitcher, Adriana Bodner. Swing, a foul tip held on to by the catcher, Krautkramer, strike one. Some darker clouds starting to roll close by again, keeping an eye on the sky here. Here's the 0-1. Drops just a little bit low. 1 ball and 1 strike. Wind is pushing out towards center field. So any ball in the air will get a little bit of a push. 1-1. Fastball in there. Outer portion of the plate for strike two called. Ball and 2 strikes on Adriana Bodner. Right-handed hitter. Towing the rubber again is Allison Pajaski. She rocks and fires. Swing and a miss. Good fastball from Pajaski and able to get out of the inning with no further damage. For Wassa in the top of the first. 2 runs on 2 base hits. There was an error and 1 runner left on base. And a 1/2 inning. Wassa 2, Marathon coming to the plate. This is American Legion Softball on 98.9 WXCO.
Shifts in the market don't need to disrupt your long-term financial goals. Hi, I'm Peter Gunn, an Edward Jones Financial Advisor. Let's work together on an investment strategy for long-term results. While you can't control market volatility, you can control your financial future. Start by giving me a call at 715-849-5258 or emailing at peter.gunn@edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Bottom of the first inning, 2-0 Wausau with the lead. Let's take a look at the Marathon batting order. Leading off, the shortstop, Danica Stouse. Allison Pajaski, the pitcher, will bat second. Sophia Kahn, the first baseman, hitting third. Morgan Sorge in left field, batting fourth. Reagan Martin in center field will bat fifth. Hitting sixth and catching is Emma Krautkramer. Kayla Freund is at second base, hitting seventh. Odessa Arneson, the right fielder, bats eighth. Chase Westfall at third base, hitting ninth. And Paige Martin, the extra hitter, hitting tenth. Defensively for Wausau, in left field, Molly Mashinsky. In center field, Mallory Smogaleski. Kenna Gale starting in right. Madison Krause is at third base. Taylor Defner, the shortstop. Baylen Holstrom at second base. Brooklyn Freiberg at first. Carly Clues, the catcher. And Adriana Bodner is the pitcher. Bodner was very good yesterday in that victory. She gave up just two runs, but both of which were unearned. So no earned runs in that 12-2 win over Wittenberg-Burnhamwood in five innings. So heading to the plate for Marathon will be Danica Stouse to lead things off. Right-handed batter. Bodner ready to go. She works very quickly. The lefty fires. There's a chopper over the pitcher. Charging as short as Defner. Picks, fires, is over the top of the first baseman Freiberg. Rounding first, heading to second is Danica Stouse, and she'll be safe right there. Defner had to hurry that one. That was going to be a bang-bang play at first, but the throw a little bit over the top of the first baseman. We will give that as an infield single. Then the air allows the runner to go an extra 60 feet. So a runner on second, nobody out for Marathon. And the number two hitter, the pitcher, Allison Pajaski, coming to the plate. Here's the pitch, and that will be just a tad low, apparently, for ball one. Bodner stares in, has the target from Carly Clues. Now she rocks, fires. Swing and a miss. A tad tardy on that cut was Pajaski, and the count evens up at 1-1. Again, ready to go right away is Bodner. She's waiting for the hitter, and now the 1-1 pitch. Fastball rises up and out of the zone. Throw to third and looking for the steal, but out by plenty is Danica Stouse. Tried to get around the tag, but that throw was there waiting for her. Well done by Clues. Madison Krause grabbed it, tagged out the runner, caught stealing for the first out of the inning. Boy, no chance there for Danica Stouse. That ball was there again, waiting for the runner was Madison Krause, trying to do a little fancy footwork to get around the tag, but not able to do so was the runner. And there's a foul ball, first base side, out of play. And the count evens up at 2-2. Two balls and two strikes on Allison Pajaski. Bodner's pitch. Swing and a miss, and that's strike three. First strikeout for Adriana Bodner and the second out of the inning. Sophia Kahn, the number three hitter and first baseman, is stepping in next. Left-handed batter. Here's the pitch. Fastball drops a little bit low for ball one. 2-0 Wausau as we play the bottom half of the first inning from Veterans Park here in Marathon. And the pitch, there's a pop-up, third base side, going over is Krause, but she'll run out of room, and that'll be a foul ball. One ball and one strike. Truck coming down the road beyond the third base dugout. Fortunately, he had not quite got there when the ball got over the fence. There's a ground ball first base side. It stays fair, grabbed at the bag by Brooklyn Freiberg, and that's three unassisted to end the inning. No runs, one hit, one error, and nobody left on base for Marathon in the first. End of one. It's Wausau 2, Marathon nothing. This is Post 10 American Legion Softball on 98.9 WXCO.
Honey!
Yes, dear?
I was watching one of those home improvement shows, and I got an idea. How would you like to remodel our bathroom?
I don't know. I haven't the slightest idea how to even start a remodeling project.
You could go down to Priceless Building Center. It's right next to Builder's Corner Cabinetry on Washington Street. They have everything you need for any home improvement project.
Visit Priceless Building Center and Builder's Corner Cabinetry for all your home improvement needs. Located at 825 Washington Street in Wausau. Priceless Building Center, the home improvement warehouse.
Transform your home with the finest craftsmanship and custom cabinetry for your kitchen, bathroom, or closet. At Featherstone Cabinetry and Design, we bring your vision to life. From concept to completion, with expert design and professional installation. Choose Featherstone Cabinetry and Design for all your home upgrade needs. Proudly serving you from our locations in Rothschild and Minocqua. Check them out at www.featherstonecabinetry.com.
And Chad Holmes again from Marathon as the rain starts to come down just a little bit yet again as we head to the top of the second inning. Wausau 2, Marathon nothing. Kenna Gale will lead things off for Post 10 here in the second inning. Left-handed batter. We've seen her both in the left-handed box and the right-handed box during this Legion season. There's a bunt attempt. It'll stay fair. Picked up by the catcher. Fired to first and just in time. Oh, a bang-bang play. I thought maybe Kenna beat that one out, but nevertheless, it's 2-3 on the putout for out number one. Very, very, very close play. Again, complete bang-bang. Good play by Emma Krautkramer. Got out of her crouch quickly. Got to it. Fired right on target to Kahn to get the out.